Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the number of fires that have already burned across the U.S. this year are down from last year by about 5,000. But Vilsack warns not to be lulled into a false sense of security. He says droughts continue to plague much of the country and federal budgets are strained.
Nevertheless, we're going to work hard to make sure the job gets done, protecting people and property in that order and making sure that our firefighters are safe.
Vilsack says as a result of federal sequestration, the Forest Service will be short 500 firefighters and 50 engines. Funding for thinning and clearing hazardous fuels surrounding communities will also be slashed. In Utah, constant wildfires have become a threat to the region's watersheds, but Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says watershed restoration efforts will be scaled back as well.
One of the consequences of taking resources and focusing them on suppression is you can't do as much of that advance work as you would like or the post-fire remediation that you would like to maintain the integrity of those ecosystems and watersheds.
Officials say the most significant fire potential is in southwestern Montana, moving westward through Idaho to the Pacific coast. They say fires will be somewhat less significant in areas like Utah and Nevada, but still a concern. Whitney Evans, KUER News.